T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Pitcher Automotive, host with the most. And in the studio, to my left, with a combined weight of, I'm not even going to get into that. I just got the look I just got.
You got that side eye.
I did. That eye came over and literally slit my throat instantly.
Like, I'm on her left, and she's on your left, and I still felt the cut.
Exactly. Like, it went right across my neckline, and he still got it. Our hot rod happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, yo.
What's happening?
And then, of course, in the studio, we got the professor. Professor?
Crickets.
He's really quiet tonight.
That's what I'm saying. He must be in the bathroom. Anyway, no, Mr. Hoskins is actually out tonight, so that's never good. But I tell you what, his sister's having some health problems, and he's with her right now, so you guys want to shoot him a message on Facebook, Instagram, whatnot.
Be sure to one of Jesus.
That's right, exactly. Be sure to send some good thoughts that way for the professor and his fam. But we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
I feel like since we don't mention a town, I feel like we're not doing it right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I can mention a town, I guess.
I think everybody needs to take a turn.
There you go.
We'll do that. We'll take a turn mentioning a town.
I think that would be sweet.
Yeah,
that would work.
We don't necessarily have to do it this time, but maybe the next time.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I'll pull one out for Richard.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
He's with us.
Let's pull it together. But anyway, so how's everybody's week been?
It's been pretty good.
And I've got Breezy.
Oh, it's been good.
Is it good?
Oh my God.
What was that movie? You just sounded like that too, but not Blair Underwood. What was the movie Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion?
Dude, I invented Post-it notes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Post-its. You remember your grandfather had the glue factory?
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
<I'm> lost.
I got a thing for chick flicks. But you know what? I've got something else that I need to man up on.
What do you need to man up on?
I got something on my chest, and I need to get it off.
Lift that weight off.
I want to tell you something. You know, I'm a big enough man to admit when I'm wrong, which it doesn't happen often. But when I am, on the rare occasion, I will admit it. Sometimes. And
gracefully.
I feel so bad. And I think everybody in this room, Patty included, feels so bad for making fun of Kobe about the Vans.
I don't.
And I'd be damned if I got a van sitting in my presence now. I think I got the coolest van in the world to sell. And I get all excited about it. So I'm going to send it to my friend. Wait a minute. We just cracked on somebody for having a van.
Yeah, you're picking on somebody for a van.
And the man that don't have a van, we were making fun of about vans. And I have a van.
Yeah, but your van's got hardwood floors in it.
I tell you what else it's got. It's got four-wheel drive. It looks like a monster truck.
I mean,
it is a cool van.
It is a cool van.
I really like it. I wish that it was our event van.
It would be nice, but it's not going to be.
No.
Not for that kind of money.
I'm not that kind of van, man. You know, but it is a very cool van, nonetheless. We'll be sharing some pictures of that on Hot Rods and Happy Hour, and some really fun YouTube videos are planned for this thing. So we'll probably run it over stuff and whatnot. Actually, I really, really like Image, because this thing's huge. And, I mean, I'm just grabbing it over radio. This thing's got, like, 38-inch tires on it. It's like a monster. It's actually probably bigger than that. I don't even know what the size are. I'm not that four-wheel drive guy. But this thing is, like, friggin' monstrous. And I mean, like, it don't go through drive-thrus no more. That's how big it is. And that's how I gauge my lifts, you know. And like, I was thinking to myself, like, I really just want to, like, be driving this thing and, like, drive over something.
Yeah.
Like a Fiat.
I've seen it in the shop before, and I never really paid that much attention to it. But I really want to, like, check it out this time.
It's worth, like, I want to get, like, I want to buy, like, a crappy Porsche and just, like, drive up on, like a 924 or something.
Yeah.
And just, like, brrr, just park it on it, you know? Oh, that's your Porsche. My bad. My B. That was a curb. Sorry. But anyway, I thought I drove up on the handicap ramp. My bad. Anyway. So I got a van. So, Kobe, I was
wrong about vans.
I shouldn't make fun of you about vans. And
but you know what's a sad part about that whole story?
Kobe, we ain't got to beat it to damn death, son. No. We can move on.
No, to know what about that whole story, though, I'm not a van person. I picked a van because poor Richard couldn't talk about vans.
Well, the reason Richard can't talk about vans is the same. Never mind. Yeah, exactly. We ain't getting into that either. It involves the cops.
But you do have a cool
like
van, though.
It is a cool van. And I feel bad because, like my little buddy Richie would like it, and he's not even here. I mean, I would take him for a ride in the van.
Richard would love it.
He'll be back around.
He will be back soon. It's like a family here, you know? So when you're missing one, it's just like, you know, just like something's missing.
Yeah.
You know? Just ain't right. Just ain't feeling it. I feel like we need to call him.
We can do this.
We can pick up the phone and call him.
Patty,
ring up the professor.
Pull up the red phone, man. Pick up the red phone.
Get the bat phone.
I love it when he gives me that look, like, huh?
He's like, are you being serious, or are you just kidding?
I've got to stop playing Fortnite now.
He's trying to figure out how he can actually pull this off and make it work.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've got a world-class radio station here. I mean, satellites linking up. I mean, we can make something happen.
We could probably get a helicopter to buzz over his house if we need to.
I mean, I'm just saying, we've got connects, right? What am I kidding? I literally put in a request for some dry erase markers 30 days ago and still haven't got them. I don't know who a man's got to sleep with right here to get some dry erase markers. But
that is a true story.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want them now. But you know what I want to talk about this week?
What do you want to talk about?
You seen all the new cars coming out?
Yeah.
I love concept cars because they get you all pumped up, and then they come out, and they look nothing like they're supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. It's like Photoshopped at the finest.
Except the Supra. Mm-hmm. The Supra looked like crap. And in person, it still looks like crap.
It still does. They were true to style.
Yeah, like they stayed with that one. And there's a few that stayed. And I'm curious, like all these new models coming out, like the new Bronco, is it going to really look like this prototype we keep seeing, or this we keep sending of it, or seeing of it?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. It's killer. And they even have a four-door version, which I think would be even killer, too.
I've been seeing pictures of that Ford Bronco since, for what?
2015 or something like that.
Shoot, probably before that.
Probably so.
Because I was still managing a shop in Powdersville when I first seen it, and I got all giddy then.
Shoot, that was about 6 years ago.
That's crazy. So I mean, and who knows? I mean, you hear some people saying it's going to become. It's not. And I mean, you got reputable sources saying it. I mean, and Ford, whenever they want to make something cool again, they will. You know. But
well,
I think
a couple of Fords that I'd like to talk about in this little.
Well, you know what? We got all kinds of time to talk about it, all that kind of stuff. But yeah. I mean, we got all kinds of cool concept cars, and I got a few fun concept cars, and Kobe's got a few concept cars. Poor Richard ain't got no concept cars for us. But you know what I'm saying? It just makes me sad. Because this is like the professor's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It is.
He would be salivating on this subject right now. But no. You know, it's just killing me. I mean, it's just killing me. But it is what it is. You know,
Family.
I'm telling you, you got to do what you got to do. I tell you
we'll
what else
we'll have to do a concept cars part two.
We'll do a 2.0 for Richard.
Yeah,
2.0. For Richie. I think that's a good idea. I tell you what else is a good idea. We need to take a commercial break.
I got to pay the bills.
That's right, guys. Stay tuned. We're talking concept cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, as always, We got... I almost did it again just for spite because I want to get that side jab. But
I got a lot of side eye I can do.
I'm telling you, that side eye.
It'll cut you.
Slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade. We got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Hey, y'all.
What is going on, Judson, South Carolina? That's in Greenville, a little small town, my neighborhood.
I think it's a neighborhood. I wouldn't say town. That's neighborhood. That's the
it's a neighborhood, yeah.
If you live in that place, it's like a town.
It kind of is like its own town.
It's its own little world. If
it's got a school. It's got a store. That's all you need.
I'm almost positive that's not the things that make a town, but I'll go with it. You know? Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not.
Hey,
like,
there's so many police there that you think it had its own police department.
I'll give you that one. Hey. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that. They need it. Might need a few more. Yeah. Judson, the only place that has three cops for every two people there.
And they're hiring constantly.
Constantly. And we're looking for more. That's nuts. Anyway. And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, Legal Counsel, slash all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about concept cars. And this is my beef with concept cars, is to get you all excited. And then it gets here, and it's like,
that's always.
Like, you know, it sits good, and the wheels fill up the wheel well, and then you get it, and it's got wheel gap, and it's kind of shaped like it, but it's not, and the headlights are different, and it doesn't come with this new revolutionary motor. It's got the motor from last year's model in it still.
And it never comes in the color that they show you.
Exactly, and all that stuff. The only concept car that I think that's ever came out that sucked as a concept car, but came out looking better, was the GM EV1.
Yeah.
Remember, they released it as an Impact, the GM Impact, and there was the Saturn EV1. But, you know, like it had those square headlights. This is back in the days before composite headlights. And then when it came out, like it had, like, different headlights and stuff. Like, it looked better than the prototype.
Yep.
Yeah.
But everything else pretty much sucks.
Well, I got one that I guarantee you it will come out and look just as horrible as it even sounds. Like, I threw up in my mouth a little bit when I seen it.
That's never good.
And it's not. Like, this is being recorded live, so I want to hear your reaction when you see this. Yeah. It says 2019. I don't know that it's going to come out then.
I don't think it'll come out this year.
It's a baby Bronco.
A baby Bronco.
It's actually kind of cute.
You know what? When I'm describing my manly SUVs, the word cute, I don't want to be describing it.
Oh, my God.
It's like the Blazer has a friend, the new Blazer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is awful, dude. That is horrible.
It is.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It looks like it's an Escape.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I think that's what they did, is took the Escape name and is throwing Bronco on there because Escapes didn't sell.
It's the Bronco 0.5.
Yeah.
It's the baby Bronco. If you make
the baby Bronco they need to make is like the one that we were talking about in the last segment. Yeah. That old style Bronco. Mm-hmm. Make a 2-door and a 4-door. Yep. This is the thing. That's a class that hasn't been touched. Jeep dominates.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you've got every soccer mom in the world now with a 4-door Wrangler.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they live wild now. It's the new convertible, but they can still haul the crib midgets in it.
It's not a minivan.
Exactly. Oh, I got this Jeep, you know, because, you know, I'm wild and free, but I got three kids and a husband I hate.
And we're going to go to the beach.
But I can go off-road if I need to.
We're going to go to the beach.
No. That's a mall crawler. They take the top off twice a year, once at the beach, and like once during the summer so she can complain about her hair blowing, and they put it back on. That's the people that buy that. But the Bronco, give it a little competition. And especially kind of got that old school retro vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where the Jeeps are getting away from the old school Jeep style. The Bronco, I think that's, you know what I'm saying, like its own little angle with it.
Yeah, I mean,
and the baby Broncos are red hot right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can't touch lug nuts off a 60, what was first year for Bronco? What, 66?
66.
Yeah.
66 through 74 Bronco. Yep. You can't buy the, 76.
76.
66 through 76. You can't buy the lug nuts off a Bronco for nothing. I mean, everything's high for those little Broncos. And Lord knows I've been trying to buy one for months.
Yeah, Dennis you Carpenter's can't touch got them. That thing wrapped up.
But, I mean, that's the thing, is everybody's restoring them. So imagine if they came out with the, and I hate to say it, but like the SSR style of Broncos. You know what I mean? But I think it would work, you know?
Oh, it definitely would. Because, I mean, look at the Explorer and the Expedition and, you know, stuff like that. They're horrible, dude.
They are. Well, and the thing is, though, you used to see those things on the road all the time. Nobody buys an Expedition anymore.
No.
I mean, ever since, since Little Troy, they had an Expedition Navigator. Mm-hmm. And that's how we be riding, alligator suitcases. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody been talking about, you got that stupid guy. What's his name? One Hit Wonder. Riding around in a DJ booth with the Expedition with the roof off. Oh, Hurricane Chris.
Hey,
baby.
Hey, baby.
You're welcome. That's going to be stuck in your head forever.
I hate you.
Hey, baby. But nobody talks about Expeditions no more. Navigators. Right. You remember if you had Navigator, you was a pimp.
Oh, yeah.
Navigator and Escalade used to be like the cream of the crop.
But if you rocking a Navigator, that was that next level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was rolling Navi. I got a buddy, it's a DJ, drove an old Navigator. It was like a crappy Navigator. It was like a 98, but it was still a Navigator.
Yeah.
It was just like, I got my Navigator. It's kind of like that guy says he's got his Mercedes. It's like an 89.
Yeah.
But it's still a Mercedes.
Yeah, diesel. But it's, you know what I'm saying. You know, that's the thing. The Navigator. They don't even make a Navigator anymore. It's called like.
No, it's a.
They don't make anything.
They got a new one out now. They're coming out with it. I seen old stupid old. What's his name? All right. That guy.
Matthew McCartney Lincoln.
Matthew McCartney.
Oh yeah.
It's like Nautilus.
Yes, it is the Nautilus.
That's the latest commercial.
Yeah. He's over talking about like a driving itself, and he does that stupid pool shoot.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just dumb. But anyway, and it's just, I mean, everybody wanted a Navigator. Now every soccer mom's got a Suburban or a Tahoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they're the nicest on the market.
They really are.
They're
the Expeditions,
actually SUVs.
The Expeditions kind of dropped off. I mean, I remember even when you had if you had an EB Expedition. Eddie Bauer, son.
You still doing all right.
That's pimping. Eddie Bauer. It was amazing.
That's pimping. I mean, it ain't no Navigator, but it is pimping.
Exactly.
You know? And now, you know, everybody's like, you know, they want rugged stuff. You know, I'm going to get a Jeep.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever thought you'd see a mom hauling her kids in a Jeep?
I got
that's
in one.
That's not a Cherokee?
I got in one the other day, man, and went to roll the windows down, and there was buttons. And it hit me.
It's got power windows.
I've been in 1,000 of them, but I hit the button to roll the window down, and I'm like, dude, this is not a Jeep.
I'm telling you. They're not Jeeps.
They're not Jeeps.
David at Iron Man 4-Wheel Drive in Pickens will tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't no Jeep.
And they got a little 3.6 and 3.8. Get out of here,
and
dude.
They ride like a 2x4.
Well, that's the Jeep part. It's still got that part.
Yeah.
Guys, hang on. We got a lot more. We're talking about concept cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD. All
right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, we got our Hot Rod Happy Couple.
What up, what up?
What up, y'all?
Little Smitty and Breezy. A little jumping the gun there.
Sorry, we pulled a professor.
We got to keep that Richard thing alive.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know. It's like, too soon, Junior, too soon. All right, and of course, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone? As per Richard, I came up with a city. It's called Gas, Arkansas.
G-A-S.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
I ran out of gas in gas.
Yep, in Arkansas.
In Arkansas.
That's a pretty cool one.
Yeah, it is. I found like this little thing.
The Googles.
The Googles.
The Google is a very nice tool. To use. So, we're talking about concept cars. And now Breezy said she found one that she really liked. And I saw a picture of it. And they've been talking about this thing, I know, 15 years?
Yeah, since 2003. It's been forever.
So, 15 years, literally.
Is that 15? I'm not good at math. No, I'm just a banker.
That's actually 14 years.
16. 2003. 6 plus 3
is 9.
Rain
Man beside me over here. Anyway, this thing's been around since 2003.
Why aren't you in Vegas counting cards if you're so good?
My memory ain't that good.
But no, I'm going to pay homage to Richard on this one. And I'm really sad he's not here to be able to talk about this one. But it's the Cadillac 16.
That's a good-looking car. But they will never make it.
No, I truly don't believe they ever will. But they should. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, but... There's no advantage to a 16-cylinder automobile anymore.
No.
No.
They're putting turbo four cylinders in Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want more cylinders?
They're putting turbo six cylinders in trucks, full size.
And making buku 500-600 horsepower out of them.
Buku. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buku.
And I want to break down buku for you. Buku means a lot.
A lot.
A whole lot.
A whole lot. I didn't realize until I got out of the South that words like buku, most people don't know what that is.
Yeah, they really don't.
There's people in California right now, B-O-O-K-O-O, because they're trying to Google it. Buku means a lot. That's lots of it. And that's got lots of cylinders in that Cadillac. And it's funny looking because it's so long, but it's sexy.
Very, could you
imagine,
sexy.
Very sexy.
Could you imagine making a tight turn with that thing? You got to, like...
it's a Cadillac. Yeah. It's going to be easy. They've been making long, big cars like that for a long time.
Yeah, that's a long car.
And they've got the long science down.
That hood, long on there, science. That hood out there, it has like a one of them night vision scopes way out there on the end so you can see where you're going.
It needs one. It needs one. You need to have a spotter to park that thing. I like it. Like I said, you'll never see it, though.
No.
Yeah,
and like most concept cars, you never will see them. They'll adapt pieces of those cars.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And you can see where, like, the CTS and the ATS
you'll see
and all that,
of
little
it.
Pieces of it. You can see there are newer models. But, yeah, I mean, it's a sexy car.
I think one of the main reasons why they would never do that one is, as we were talking about this today and talking about doing this show tonight, and I was looking at different concept cars and a lot of the high-end brands, I guess, automobile dealers, whatever. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
She tried.
They're all going hybrid, electric, and all that. That's a lot of their concept.
How lame is that?
I'm sorry. I love Mother Earth and the environment, but dang,
I
don't
love
go
how
electric.
I love you said Mother Earth.
Mother Earth.
It's Mother Nature.
Whatever. She knows what I'm talking about. She's confused herself. She don't know if it's supposed to be 70 or 30.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for Mother Earth and the eye zone, but you know what? I'm just in the no zone.
And she's got some buku stuff going
and
on.
She's got bukus and bukus.
Bukus, and she's a little snarky.
I'm going to tell you, that's the thing. Like, I understand it's the cool thing now. And here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour, you know, we don't exactly go that route. But, you know, I mean, that's like you know, when they came out with the Nissan Leaf prototype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nissan Leaf. I mean, first of all, the car's fine, whatever. It's dumb. You know, whatever. I mean, like, we weren't expecting a whole lot from Nissan anyway. So, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. But the name.
Why would you name it the Leaf?
It's exactly. The Leaf.
I mean, why not at least like call it the Vine?
Maybe you're smoking something with leaves in it, maybe, to be into it. I mean, like, they sat down and, like, they had a meeting on this.
Oh, yeah, probably somebody, several meetings.
And somebody, I mean, like, they had agendas and all kinds of stuff.
And
somebody
a bunch
taking,
of them.
Taking notes, might have done, like, you know, like some of them. Things with the TV monitors and the cameras, like the video chat. Yeah, PowerPoint presentations to call it the Leaf.
The Leaf.
There was probably millions of dollars in research just to call it the Leaf.
And I mean, you know, it's like, what do you drive? I drive a Nissan Leaf. Wow, man, that's cool. Could you imagine pulling up in the club with your Nissan Leaf? That's cute.
You wouldn't even be able to get in.
They would be like, mm-mm.
They'd be like, no.
You pull up in the valet, be like, mm-mm.
Go get your Prius.
Mm-mm. No. Never scared. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, you walk up. I mean, how can you? What? You can't talk smack in that. I mean, when your girl's car is burning dyno fuel and you're burning bubbles, and it's
exactly.
Like, I mean, there you go. I mean, it's just hard to be a badass with a car that runs off of. Crystals.
You know, I wonder what
that runs off pop rocks.
I wonder what kind of conversations they have, like when their buddies get together and they have electric cars. How many kilowatts does your car have?
Oh. 121 gigawatts.
You know, they gotta have some kind of conversation about that. I don't know, but that would be hilarious.
That's the thing. I mean, like, you know how guys are. Well, I've got, you know, a 302. Well, I got this and I got that. What do you got? An electric car
with 6 kilowatts.
I got a double 12. A baby.
I got 12.
I'm
batteries.
Saving the environment. My carbon footprint's really small. And
yeah.
He's not dragging anything home. I'm just throwing that out there.
And I got 12-inch tires.
That's another. Yeah, like little dinky wheels because you know they're worried about rotating mass. Mm-hmm. You know what I worry about rotating mass. I don't have to. You know why? Because my car burns gasoline.
Exactly.
That's why.
Bigger wheels.
That's why I put bigger wheels on it, so it gets me better fuel mileage. And I still can roast them. I mean, how about, like, just think about this little electric car doing a burnout. The wrong in that.
Oh.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a broke electric something. You know what I mean? Like
broke weed eater.
Exactly.
Electric weed eater.
A broke electric. Drill.
Yeah.
Sounds like a vacuum cleaner just broke the belt.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
And you know
what?
They have a lot in common because they both suck.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, bad. I hate. I can't get down with it. Like, electric golf carts are great. You know, I mean, I got a good friend that's got the world's fastest electric golf cart. That's the coolest thing ever. Because you took something that was slow and you made it fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They took something fast and made it dumb. That's what, like, you know, and I mean, I know electric power, you can make great torque and all that stuff. And before we get all the hate emails on this, well, I want you to know that Tesla, I ain't saying they can't do it. And I'm not saying they don't do it. But they sure as heck ain't looking cool while they do it. I'm just throwing that out there.
I will, because I know we'll probably get messages about this if anybody's into electric cars and concept cars like this. Audi does have one that is a concept. It's not out, but it's supposed to be the fastest electric car, but like fastest supercar at everything.
Everybody.
But it's not been made yet.
I tell you what, I think the sexiest electric car ever made was that Cadillac.
I agree.
Was it the ELC, EL...
ECO?
EC... It was three letters.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a good-looking car.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was
That
it
was a
beautiful.
Good-looking car. If I'm going to go economy, I'll rock a Caddy.
I mean, you really got to rock a Caddy either way. I mean, if I mean, you got the
let's
toys...
Let's just pimp. I mean, they don't make no electric navigators.
No.
ELR.
Yeah,
that's
ELR.
What it was, ELR.
That was a good looking, like, that's an electric car with a little style to it. Like, you see that roll up, you still may find you a date.
Yeah.
I wonder why he ain't never put no gas in his ride. I wish he'd stop by the store. I need to get some gum. You mind if I plug in?
It's one of
I can't say that on the radio. I just thought that was hilarious. I'll tell you that off the air. That's the way my mind works. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's I'm not a big fan of that. Like the Nissan Leaf. That was lame. That was lame. I mean, prototype to finished product, and now I don't think they make them anymore.
No, they don't.
It's the Leaf.
It didn't last no
it's,
time.
It withered.
You can't put water on something electric.
That's dangerous, actually.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
You get electrocuted.
You know what? How about washing your electric car?
How do they do that? That might be a stupid question, but really.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. But
you have to pull the yellow. You have to pull the yellow tab in the trunk. No, I'm serious.
No, that's to make it go.
No, you got to pull that little yellow tab in the trunk. Seriously, they do tell you to please pull that yellow tab in the trunk.
Will it inflate
or
something?
Messing with them.
Like, well, I had one come in the shop one day.
My grandmother told me that it's devil worshiping.
It might be, but like I had to do some paint and stuff on it and wet sand, and they did literally. Toyota told me to pull the yellow tab before even starting to work on it.
Well, we got
to
pull the tab on this segment and take a commercial break.
Well, we got to pay
the
bills.
Thank goodness.
Guys, stay tuned. We're talking concept cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What up, what up?
What's up, Englewood? Always up to no good.
You're so gangsta.
Got the hood in me.
You're so gangsta. You're so gangsta. I think the hood's contagious, and you got it from Smitty.
I think so. I married the hood.
You already, like, you got it that way.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
There's worse things. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking concept cars.
Concept cars.
And, you know, Kobe's got some good ones here. Now, you're going blast from the past, like old school concepts.
I like the old school concept cars because, like, I've been to, like, the Studebaker Museum and stuff, and you can actually see these cars still. Like, I think some of these newer concept cars, I think they just put them out there and then they dispose of them, where some of these other ones are in there and they're still there.
Well, I mean, I think they just throw them out there to see, like, what kind of response it gets.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's the leaf.
Yeah, here's the leaf. Let's not
Here comes his cousin,
again.
Acorn.
His cousin, Acorn.
It's nutmeg.
And clove.
But one of my all-time favorite, I think, concept cars is ever since I seen it as a young kid, I seen it in a magazine, I think, or something. It was a 38 Buick Y-Job concept.
That's the car Harley Earl drove.
Yes, exactly. And that car, I mean, there's more stainless on that car than... You could probably build two stainless factories out of that thing.
It's beautiful, though.
I mean, it's just so sleek. And even for 38, I bet you it looks more, if anybody want out there, Google it or look it up. But that thing, it's something from like the 60s, probably. I mean, it was so far ahead of its time.
It's definitely early 50s all the way.
It is a beautiful car.
It is a very pretty car.
And it reminds me of like old Batman TV show, something that they would have driven in it.
Like Batman?
Yeah, but like if you look at, I don't know if in yours you could see it, but I remember like in the pictures, like in that magazine of the interior, it looked like an old Mastercraft wooden boat style. I mean, and like the steering wheel and just all the wood grain inside and all the stainless. It looked just really pretty.
I'm with you. It's a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
I tell you another one. You're talking about like the Mako Shark Vets.
Yes.
I got a funny story with the Mako Shark Vets. When they were coming out with the design for the Mako Shark, the Corvette designer was a offshore fisherman. That was his thing. He had this big, like, marlin or swordfish. I don't remember. I'm not that guy. Upstate Outdoors is who you want to talk to about that stuff. But anyway, they had this big swordfish, marlin, whatever the hell it was. And, you know, it had that fade. You know how they're kind of blue mm-hmm. to silver? Well, they were trying to mimic that in the paint. And if you ever look at a Mako Shark Corvette, the prototype, it's that blue to silver. Mm-hmm. And they did it several times, and it never could get it just like the fish on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the story is how they ended up getting it right is they took this fish off the wall and painted the fish to match the car and put it back on the wall in his office. Now and he said, perfect.
I did it overnight when he was out of the office.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, I love stories like that. You know, like, I mean, and then and that car, I mean, it ended up, because that was, what, 60, what was the Mako Shark?
69, I think.
Yeah, 60. And I mean, keep in mind, that car, I mean, in the 80s had parts. In the early 80s, they were using Mako Shark. Well, I mean, all the C3 Corvettes were all basically Mako Shark. But you know what I'm saying. That was a neat story. That's a cool prototype.
Yeah, it is. It's a really cool car.
I like that one a lot.
I like how on that car particularly, how the back window, you know, it's kind of small, but then it has like them fins that come all the way to the back and that point. It just kind of. It looks really cool.
It's tapered.
Tapered. There you
tapered.
Go.
Tapered. It just cuts through the wind.
Aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic. I actually learned something the other day watching Wheeler Dealers of all things in the world. Do you know? I'm trying to remember the name of the Saab, but it was like it's a very odd Saab. It's an old odd Saab. And they were talking about it was one of the most aerodynamic cars of its time.
Really?
Was that yellow one?
Yeah.
I seen that episode, and I was wondering about that car.
They were talking about how aerodynamic, because it only made 65 horsepower, but still run 80 miles an hour. And they were talking about how aerodynamic it was. Yeah. And it didn't even really look aerodynamic. It just so happened to be aerodynamic. And they said, well, that's what happens when people that built airplanes make cars. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, they still suck. I'm just saying.
It was like a round bubble kind of.
It looks like a lemon.
Yeah.
Literally. And it was yellow. And it's a Saab, so it is a lemon. So we know that. Yep. But that's, you know what I mean? That's the cool thing with some of these prototype cars. And some prototype cars do well, and some don't. Like the SSR. They came out with 40 million 124 scale models of the SSR.
Yeah.
I mean, the SSR came out, what, 1997 to 2000, whatever?
Three, I think.
Three is when they came out?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, they made 10 million scale models of it. And then they came out with it, and I'll be honest with you, it was kind of a flop.
It was
a big flop.
I've never liked
They've got a little niche value right now. Like, you got some guys that really like them.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, they're really, I mean, they like, just didn't sell good like at all.
Kevin Whitaker.
My dad loved them. We actually test drove a bright red one. Me and my dad, it was cold, and we put the top down and rode around in it. we're going to get an SSR, and we're going to get pneumonia at the same time. But that's, you know, and they're cool, but, I mean, it's just, eh.
I'm just not a fan of them.
No, I ain't a fan of them.
I never loved them.
I liked them when they first come out.
They were unique for they're a split different. Second.
Yeah.
Everybody liked PT Cruisers when they first came out, too.
They were unique.
Everybody loved PT Cruisers.
They did. That was
You see that PT Cruiser? Yeah. You see that PT Cruiser?
Oh, if you had a PT Cruiser. Yeah, like
I dated a girl who drove a PT Cruiser. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Everybody loved PT Cruisers.
Well, this is like the Prowler.
Out.
Think about that.
Oh, what's that Prowler?
Yeah.
Got that Prowler. I was beside one of those things the other day.
You know what's crazy is I do like the Prowlers.
They're likable.
Yeah, they're likable.
I do like the Prowlers.
The thing that turns me off on the Prowler is the 3.5 Mitsubishi V6 inside the Prowler.
Exactly.
And how many borrowed parts went into the Prowler. Keep in mind, Chrysler was really limping at this point again. And, like, you know, a lot of parts of the Prowler are reused parts off of other Chrysler cars.
Yeah.
Like Dodge Neons, Dodge Caravans, like your dash trim, your door handles. This is all, like, just basically parts bin stuff that it took to build this car.
It's all the leftovers.
Yeah.
It's kind of like hot dogs.
It is. It's
hot dog of the automotive world.
It's a hot dog car. Mm-hmm. But it is, and they're cool. I think they're kind of dumb when they only came in purple. Like, when they started doing colors, it was better. And you remember you had the little trailer you pulled behind it, so if you had to go get groceries in your Prowler, you had somewhere to put them. But a cool car. I think it would have been cooler if it had a V8 in it, personally.
Definitely.
Imagine if it made a Hemi Prowler.
No, that would have
been really cool.
Hemi!
Now, see, that's a good concept.
Or like just a, you know, supercharged V6 or something reasonable. But, a Prowler, they do look sexy going down the road.
They do, but, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of things going down the road that I wouldn't necessarily want in my driveway.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying.
I wouldn't spend the money for one.
You know what
I mean? They're still, like, $75,000.
What, a Prowler?
Yeah.
No.
When they come out, they were like $75,000, weren't they?
About 45.
Yeah, 45
to 50.
I thought
they were more than that. I didn't really.
Yeah, they weren't quite that bad. And now, I mean, you can pick them up for about 20 all day. But, you know, I mean, you got to pry them out of the old geezer's hands that owns them.
Exactly.
That's the catch. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I think they're relatively pretty good cars. I mean, I've never really heard anybody have a complaint about a Prowler.
Well, because nobody drove them because they thought that was going to be the next thing.
It's a collector's item. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about concept cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.